And finally, Pope Benedict XVI is due to arrive in Rome's Ciampino Airport later this evening, concluding his journey to Sydney, Australia for World Youth Day 2008. Emma McCarthy has taken a look back over this 23rd World Youth Day, leaving the final word to those tens of thousands of pilgrims who have reached their journey's end.
For me, this particular event is like a Catholic Olympics, a faith Olympics, Olympics of faith.
Every nation, every tribe.
My name is Andrew from Kenya. I've come to attend the World Youth Day.
Anna Sister Sosyan.
My name's Ben, I come from East Timor and I'm here in Sydney for World Youth Day.
Volám sa Zuzana Kovaľová, som zo Slovenska.
Soy el padre Castor José Álvarez de Besa, que gracias a Dios he venido de Cuba.
My name is Jeff Dolly, I'm over from the Republic of Ireland.
Meeting the Pope from up close is wow. Unbelievable.
We're just heading down to Barangaroo and waiting for the Pope to come. Hopefully we get to see him.
The great yacht Sydney 2000 ferried Pope Benedict XVI from Rose Bay to Barangaroo in Sydney's East Darling Harbour.
Standing before me, I see a vibrant image of the Universal Church. The variety of nations and cultures from which you hail shows that indeed Christ's good news is for everyone.
It's so amazing to see young people promising to Jesus that they're not ashamed of him. There's so much hope for the church, for the world.
Iyajima Yasenta Igwe of Nigeria was one of 12 young people who got to have lunch with Pope Benedict on Friday.
That is a way of us Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people here in Australia is a way of our issues and also the great work the church is doing for us here in Australia.
Indeed, I am deeply sorry for the pain and suffering the victims have endured, and I assure them that as their pastor, I too share in their suffering.
We're also looking forward to the Stations of the Cross and walking the steps that Jesus himself would have walked.
Carrying his own cross, Jesus went out of the city to the place of the skull, or as it is called in Hebrew, Golgotha.
Of course, the Easter Vigil and camping out under the stars should be exciting, a bit cold.
And don't you know, God is alive.
I actually was sleeping here last night. It was a candlelight vigil last night. And I didn't have a sleeping bag, but my fellow pilgrims looked after me. They gave me a sleeping bag and they gave me food and water.
Of course, the final mass of the Pope.
Dear young people, how are you using the gifts you have been given? What legacy will you leave to young people yet to come? What difference will you make?
It's been tremendous. It's really been wonderful for strengthening the faith of the Holy Father. Was speaking about renewal. What has been very cold weather, a winter if you want, and has been symbolic of the situation of the church in Australia for such a long period of time. Now we are seeing the springtime. Tremendous hope. It's been wonderful.
Dear friends, the time has come for me to say goodbye, and I look forward to seeing you again in 3 years' time. World Youth Day 2011 will take place in Madrid, Spain.
It was just a wonderful, wonderful experience. And for those who haven't come here and experienced World Youth Day, I would definitely recommend that they try and come. If anybody out there can make it, I would definitely recommend that they come along and experience it for themselves. It's an absolutely wonderful experience.